I met Jimmy just over 20 years ago. It was when my husband Norman and I were first married. You never met Norman, did you? But he was a wonderful man. Big and broad-shouldered, but with puppy dog's eyes. And in those days, everything between us was almost perfect.
Except?
Except we couldn't have children. Norman said not to worry, we had each other. But I kept thinking, if we didn't have a family, what was going to keep us together when my charms started to fade? My doctor seemed to think the problem lay with Norman rather than me, but he refused to accept there was a problem. He said, just give it time. The stork will arrive when it's good and ready.
Yes, men are awfully good at burying their heads in the sand. But where does Jimmy come into this?
On our fifth wedding anniversary, Norman whisked me away to the most wonderful hotel in West London. I mean, we're talking crystal chandeliers in every bathroom. But sometimes, if you're in the most beautiful surroundings, it only makes you realise how lonely you are inside.
I know the feeling well.
Jimmy Raisin was working in that hotel as a bar steward. A frightfully dangerous occupation for someone with his condition. And every evening, as I lost myself in a creme de menthe, he used to look at me with his beautiful emerald eyes.
Yes, they were beautiful when they weren't swimming.
Oh, Mrs. Raisin, this is so hard to say, but I won't be free till I've said it. Sometimes, when Norman was snoring, I would go downstairs for a nightcap. Jimmy poured me a drink and I poured out my troubles. And after one drink led to another and another, I let him take a long, hard look into my well of loneliness. And when we were both up to our necks, so to speak, he told me that he could give me the most wonderful gift that would probably save my marriage. He could give me the gift of a baby.
I can almost hear him say it. He had the power to make you believe that everything would turn out just right, just perfect, just the way you dreamed.
I know. And all I could dream about was having a baby. I know it sounds sordid, but we were strangers in the night. For one insane moment, it seemed the answer to my prayers. Jimmy did bear an extraordinary resemblance to Norm. So if our liaison should have borne fruit, the baby would have had Norman's puppy dog eyes and Norman's perfect little nose.
So you went to bed with Jimmy?
Not to bed as such. We made love behind the bar on a packing crate containing 200 bottles of Canada Dry.